For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded?
For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into the Colonels Leadoff Show. It is Sunday, May 15th, an overcast sky here for us in Peoria, Illinois, as the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs get ready to go for Game 6 of this six-game set in Peoria. The Colonels are at 23-9 this season. They've won 8 of their last 10. They'll do battle here tonight with the Peoria Chiefs, who enter today's game at 13-19. They've won just one game in their last 10, 1-9 over their last 10, with a 9-game losing streak mixed in there for Peoria. The Colonels have dominated so far here in the series, taking 4 of 5. Back on Tuesday, it was a 10-1 Colonels win. They came back on Wednesday with a 7-1 victory. On Thursday, it was 13-1 Cedar Rapids. Peoria got their lone win of the set on Friday with a 5-4 one-run win. That saw the Colonels blow their biggest lead of the season that would turn into a loss. A 3-run lead for Cedar Rapids turned into a 5-4 loss here at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs here today. The Cedar Rapids Colonels entering at 23-9, the Peoria Chiefs at 13-19 here in 2022. John Stankwitz gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids. He's 4-0 with a 0.68 earned run average this season, taking on Dionis Rodriguez, who is 0-2 with a 3.00 earned run average. John Stankwitz joins us next here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Cedar Rapids in Peoria, Game 6 on the way here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with 4 Bark in the Park nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check colonels.com for more information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show ahead of an afternoon ball game between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. We're joined now by starting pitcher John Stankwitz. John, thanks for joining us here today. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Yeah, ready to get after and the start tomorrow.
John, here looking at a pretty good day of baseball in Peoria. It's been a fun week here, 2 weeks now for you with the Colonels. How are things settling in for you after the promotion?
Good. It's a good group of guys, good environment. It's fun to play baseball here.
I'm supposed to ask you a question here, John, about playing some pool with Sean Mooney. Allegedly, one of you is a pool shark?
Yeah, during a rehab last year in Instructs, we probably played a little more than 300 games during that time. So, you know, he got pretty good and beat me by a few games, but it was good series.
Developing both as a pitcher and as a pool player, right?
Yep, always.
John, it was a really, really good outing for you in your first appearance as a Colonel. 5 innings of one-hit baseball, you strike out 7. What was working for you out of the pen in that day?
Yeah, just getting off-speed stuff in the zone and getting ahead of guys. Been working so far, and keep working on that.
You had a really nice start to the season down in Fort Myers. 4 starts down there. 3 wins for you down with the Mighty Muscles. You had that opening day start as well. What was working through those first 4 outings for you? What was really playing up?
Yeah, I mean, I think throwing strikes and then just using my off speed when I need to is working there, and can hopefully continue to go with that game plan and continue here.
John, it's been a unique journey for you. Just about everybody who came out of that 2020 class have had a unique journey with a shortened draft, just 5 rounds that year. You're coming off of a tremendous career at Fordham. You signed with the Twins. Tell us a little bit about that journey from the way that season ended at Fordham in 2020 to where you are now here in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I mean, season was cut short and all of a sudden just shut down, and it was kind of a crazy time. And then once I heard it was a 5-round draft, I didn't hear my name called in the draft. I pretty much decided I wanted to give pro ball a shot and see how it worked out.
It certainly worked out for you pretty well here, John. Has some really good numbers for you in the system. Last season, getting your professional debut under your belt and learning some things about yourself as a pitcher at this level, what were some of those things that you really felt developed in year one?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year was a good learning year and developing routines and all that stuff to stay healthy and learning about each of my pitches and everything and how they work. And, you know, it's good to keep learning about that stuff.
Certainly a deep arsenal for you with the 4-pitch mix. You commanded all 4 pitches really, really well in that first outing for Cedar Rapids. On a typical basis, do you feel like you have command of all 4 pitches, or is it kind of 1 or 2 that you lean on?
Yeah, I mean, I think one or two of the breaking balls is usually there, and the changeup's been a work in progress, but keep working at that. And then the fastball is pretty solid in the zone, so.
Is there one of those 2 breaking balls that you favor over the other?
I mean, I like my curveball, but slider's getting a little better and getting there and start continuing to work on that. But curveball I've had since high school, so it's been one of my pitches for a while now.
John, speaking of that changeup, it was a good pitch for you in that debut for the Colonels. What are some things that you've been working on with it? What are you hoping that shape ends up looking like on that pitch?
Yeah, I'm just trying to gain confidence in it and be able to throw it in any count and just feel like I can do what I want with it and not just trying to guide it, you know, just trusting it as a pitch.
You're going into your first start as a Cedar Rapids Colonel here on Sunday against Peoria. What are some things that change for you versus going out of the bullpen to being a starter? How does that routine look for you?
I mean, it looks pretty similar, you know, not too much changes, you know, just do the day work and then get ready for the start, so.
What are some of your big keys that you're looking at here as you face the Chiefs on Sunday?
You know, hopefully just throw strikes and attack guys, and whether they put it in play or swing and miss or whatever happens, just try to get a bunch of strikes and in the zone.
Certainly in the zone quite a bit here in 2022, John. The Colonels defense, a big part of that as well. They've been helping out the whole pitching staff in terms of playing some really good ball and allowing this staff to have one of the best ERA marks in all of minor league baseball. You played with a lot of these guys in spring training and in Fort Myers last year. How much confidence do you have in this group behind you?
Oh, yeah, they're great defensively and make some incredible plays, and the bats are really strong at bats, and, you know, it's good to play with those guys, and, you know, they're fun to watch. You know, even as a pitcher, it's fun to watch those guys hit.
Certainly fun to watch those guys hit and play some defense behind you too, John. Thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. Cedar Rapids and Peoria just about 15 minutes away from getting underway here in Peoria, Illinois. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. First off, for the Peoria Chiefs, leading off will be the designated hitter Mason Wynn with Mike Antico in center. Matt Chamberlain hits third and right with LJ Jones at first. Mac Chambers batting fifth today at short. Francisco Hernandez bats sixth at second. Kylo Soto behind the plate. Noah Mendlinger at third, and Tommy Ju in left, rounding out that starting nine for Peoria. Once again, Wynn, Antico, Chamberlain, Jones, Chambers, Hernandez, Soto, Mendlinger, and Ju. That's 1-9 for Peoria as they go with Dionis Rodriguez on the hill today. The right-hander 0-2 with a 3.00 ERA this season. Rodriguez pitched against Brent Hedrick back on Tuesday. Four innings of two-hit, four-run baseball. Just two of those four runs were earned. He walked one and struck out six in that outing for the Peoria Chiefs, taking a second loss of the year. A look now at the Colonels starting lineup here today. Leading off in left field will be Jefferson Morales with Christian Encarnacion and Strand DHing. Aaron Sabato hits third at first with Seth Gray in the cleanup spot at third. Wander Javier bats fifth at short. Kyler Fenko is in right. Alaric Solari at second. Charles Mack behind the plate. And Will Holland in center, rounding out that starting nine for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Once again, for the Colonels, Morales, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Gray, Javier, Fedko, Solari, Mack, and Holland. That's 1-9 for Cedar Rapids. John Stankwitz on the hill today for CR this season across two levels. Stankwitz is 4-0 with a 0.68 ERA. He has been outstanding this year between Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids. Stankwitz made his Colonels debut, retiring 15 of 16 batters back on May 5th in relief against Quad Cities. He struck out seven and earned the win in relief with five scoreless frames. He entered in the fourth, proceeding to allow a lone base runner on an infield single. This season, Stankwitz has been very, very good. He has not allowed an earned run since his opening day start back on April 8th at Clearwater. It's been more than a month since John Stankwitz has allowed an earned run for Cedar Rapids or for Fort Myers here this season. We'll see what Stankwitz has to show for the Colonels here today in a battle with Dionis Rodriguez. As Cedar Rapids going for 5 of 6 against Peoria, they've already locked in the series win, leading 4-1 here in the set. And it has been a very offensive series for the Colonels. 10 runs in game 1 in a 10-1 win, 7-1 in game 2, 13-1 in game 3. They lost 5-4 in game 4 on Friday, and then yesterday in the fifth game of the set, Cedar Rapids winning 7-1 over Peoria. This pitching staff has been amazing for Cedar Rapids. It's the best ERA in all of professional baseball at 2.67. See what John Stankwitz has to continue to back that up this year for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels and the Chiefs a few moments away. Before that, though, Cedar Rapids manager Brian Dinkelman joins us here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Kernels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids manager Brian Dinkelman after another nice win last night here for Cedar Rapids, locking in the series win. Dink, how are we feeling here today?
Doing all right. Good morning.
It is an early morning here for us, a 135 game in Peoria. Brian, the team has been playing really, really well here, winning 4 of 5 so far against the Chiefs. What's been the biggest recipe for success here this week, do you feel?
Yeah, another good week for us. The pitching staff continues to do their thing, and Sawyer with another good outing last night, and bullpen continued to throw the ball well for us. And, I know we feel like we're saying the same thing over and over, but when the pitching staff throws the ball well, it gives us a chance to win every day.
Talk to me a little bit about what you saw from Sawyer Gibson Long yesterday, 5 scoreless, 7 Ks.
Yeah, he was good. Mixed his pitches well. Thought his changeup was really good last night. And, I think he had 7 strikeouts and not too much hard contact against him. So another good outing for Sawyer. And then it will score some runs late.
The Colonels at the plate again with a big showing. It came a little bit late, 2 outs in the ninth inning for a 5 spot in that frame. But, Brian, the lineup has really shown off all week for the Colonels, continuing to add to the run differential. 3 really, really big wins in terms of run spread here this week. What's working for the bats right now?
Yeah, last night, like you said, nothing kind of late in the game, but then we got a couple of base hits together. Then Prado with the big home run in right field to kind of extend the lead. So, the guys are still having good at bats and, making solid contact and able to get some big hits once we get guys in a scoring position.
Two of your players who've been really enjoying strong months of May are Jair Camargo and Jefferson Morales, each hitting well over 300 with plenty of RBI, plenty of extra base hits as well here this month. What have you seen from those two that's allowed them to take that step forward here in the month of May?
Yeah, for Morales, he kind of got off to a slow start and cold weather in the month of April, but now it's kind of warmed up, and I think his confidence has kind of come back at the plate and swung the bat really well for us here the last week or two. And then Camargo, he's done a better job of not expanding the strike zone and getting pitches to hit. And when he hits the ball hard, he can really hit it. So I know that base hit he hit last night off the wall was like 115. So, he's a good hitter, and, as long as he makes solid contact, he can do some damage.
Man, when he makes contact, the ball really jumps off the bat for Camargo. I think every single one of his home runs this season have been no doubters. When the ball leaves his bat, are there many sounds better than that?
No. When somebody squares a ball up and you know it, that's one of the best sounds in baseball. So as long as he can control the strike zone and make solid contact, he's going to do some damage.
Dink, a new addition to the lineup was Kyler Fedko being promoted here to Cedar Rapids midway through the series. How have you felt about the way that he's fit into the lineup here?
Yeah, he's had good at bats. The other night he was down 0-2 and battled back and got to 3-2 and a base hit to right. So, he's had good at bats. He's made solid contact, hit a home run the other night. So, we're going to keep running him out there and have good at bats and hopefully help continue this lineup.
Of course, the Colonels now have won 5 series here in 2022. They're 5-0-1 with one split series in Beloit. 6-game series here in 2022. Does it make those series wins all the more impressive?
Yeah, 6-game series are tough. You see the same lineup every day. You see the pitchers numerous times in a week. So, to be able to win series 4 or 5 games in a series is always tough to do. But the guys have done a nice job of, like you said, pitching and hitting and able to win ball games. So we'll see if we can keep it going.
You've been a part of some pretty good Cedar Rapids Colonels team in your time here with this franchise. This great start to the season, 23-9, how does it compare to other seasons where you've been with this club?
Yeah, I think this is probably the best start record-wise we've had here since I've been here. So, I mean, still a long season, still 100-some games left or whatever. So, can't get too excited about it. Still got to continue to work and play baseball every day, but good start for us.
John Stankwitz on the bump for you here today, making his first start as a Colonel after throwing five tremendous scoreless innings in his first time out of the bullpen with Cedar Rapids after being promoted. What are you looking to get out of him here today, and what are keys to his success?
Yeah, Stank had done a nice job for us at first outing, and, you know, he threw the ball well down in Fort Myers. That's why he came up here. So hopefully you get another solid start out of him, and he can mix the ball well and spin it pretty good. So hopefully we can get five, six innings out of him and turn it over to the bullpen again.
All right, Dink, one last one for you here today. This is the second time that you're facing Dionis Rodriguez. What are some keys for the lineup to continue their success that they had against him in the first go-around?
Yeah, seeing him for the second time, you know, he does a good job of getting the ball on the ground. So hopefully just kind of get the ball up in the zone a little bit and, you know, do some damage on pitches that he leaves over the middle of the plate and have a good game against him.
All right, well, Brian, as always, thanks for your time here today and best of luck to you in Game 6 against Peoria.
All right, thanks, Thomas.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
We're just a few minutes away from first pitch here at Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels 23-9. Here on the season, looking to make it 5-6 in this series against the Peoria Chiefs, who enter at 13-19. A great pitching matchup for us here today, Stankwitz versus Rodriguez. It'll all be coming to us in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. You've been listening to the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff show here in 2022. The Colonels have been one of the hottest teams in all of minor league baseball. At 23-9, they look to make it a 5-6 series win over the Peoria Chiefs. Taking the mound for Peoria will be Dionis Rodriguez in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels. All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game. Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson y están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
We're live here from Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois. Game 6 of the 6-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Let's meet your starting 9 for Cedar Rapids here this afternoon. Jefferson Morales leads off in left with Christian Encarnacion Strand DHing. Aaron Sabato bats third at first with Seth Gray at third, Wander Javier at short, and Kyler Fedko in right. Alex Soleri bats seventh at second with Charles Mack behind the plate and Will Holland in center field. Again for the Colonels, Morales, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Gray, Javier, Fedko, Soleri, Mack, and Holland. Jefferson Morales will step in here for the Colonels against the right-hander Dionis Rodriguez of the Peoria Chiefs. Rodriguez 0-2, a 3.00 ERA, making his seventh start of the season. Over 27 innings, just 16 hits, 13 walks, and 34 strikeouts for a fly ball heavy right-hander. Get the play ball signed, kicks and goes. There's strike one at the knees to Jefferson Morales. Kevin Levine calling balls and strikes today. Justin Juska out on the base paths. No balls and a strike here to Jefferson. Just low now, 1-1. Here from the right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez. Colonels in their gray tops, gray pants, green numbering and lettering with navy blue trim and the all-navy blue caps. One ball and a strike here to Jefferson. Bounces the plate, now 2-1. Rodriguez in the Peoria Chiefs in their baby blue tops with red numbering and lettering, baby blue caps, red bills, and the all-white pants. Two balls and one strike from Dionis Rodriguez here to Jefferson Morales. Down and away now, 3-1. They appeal down and no, he did not, says Justin Juska. Today is a day where fans can bring their dogs to the park, and as I'm sure you can hear, those dogs are communicating. Three balls and a strike from Rodriguez here to Jefferson. Lifted foul. Count runs full here on Jefferson Morales. The Colonels are 23-9, won 8 of their last 10, 4-5 so far here in the series. Peoria at 13-19. Three balls and two strikes. Morales with the bouncing ball. Slow roller over the mound. On the run. Picked up by Hernandez. Throw to first is in time for out number one. A tremendous play there by Francisco Hernandez to put away Jefferson Morales for the first out here in the first. Good six-pitch at bat, though, for Morales. Seeing some pitches. And from the right-hander, Rodriguez. And here comes Christian Encarnacion Strand, a 347 hitter on the season. Six doubles, two triples, and five home runs for Encarnacion Strand. First offering is a cutter inside, 1-0. And from the right-hander, Rodriguez. Fastball cutter and a changeup for the righty. He kicks and deals here on the 1-0. Fouled straight back, 93 on that fastball around the knees on Christian. One ball and a strike here. 0 overcast skies here in Peoria. The weather a little bit milder than what we've had. 1-1, Encarnacion Strand tags this ball deep out to left center field. Antico moving back, and he'll make the grab for out number two. Really well-struck baseball there off the bat of Encarnacion Strand. Now Aaron Sabato. Right-hander Dionis Rodriguez trying to make it three up, three down. Right now, 76 degrees here in Peoria. Not a lot of sun. It's obscured by the overcast skies. Strike one on the inside corner to Sabato. In a sense, it almost feels chilly today. this warm weather that we've had all week in Peoria. Three start times above 90 degrees. 0-1 to Sabato. Wave and a miss there at the cutter down and away. Count runs to 0-2 to the Colonel's first baseman. Sabato angling the bat out towards the mound. And the 0-2 on the way here from Dionis Rodriguez. Fouled back, keeping the count at 0-2 here on Aaron Sabato. John Stankwitz on the hill today for the Colonels. He'll duel Dionis Rodriguez. No balls and two strikes here on the way to Aaron Sabato from Rybrook, New York. Down and away now, 1-2. Sabato prepped at Brunswick School before going to UNC. 1-2. Rodriguez here to Sabato. Up high now, 2-2. Sabato was a draft-eligible sophomore in 2020. Twins took him in the first round of the 2020 amateur draft. 2-2. Downstairs now, 3-2 here to Sabato. Two hits yesterday for Aaron. 2-for-4 with a double. His fourth multi-hit game of the season. Payoff pitch coming in here from Dionis Rodriguez with Seth Gray on deck. Sabato swings through a cutter, and there is out number three. We move along to the home half of one. John Stankwitz takes the rubber. When we come back, Cedar Rapids and Peoria, no score through half of one.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is John Sankwitz, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
John Stankwitz takes the ball here for Cedar Rapids, making his first start of 2022 at the high A level. Stankwitz was the opening day starter for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 6'4", 230-pound right-hander from Fordham. Kicks and goes. His first offering to Mason Wynn is over for strike one there on the slider. All in all this year, Stankwitz, 5 appearances, 4 starts. He's 4-0 with a 0.68 ERA. There's another slider over for strike two. Mason Wynn leads off as the designated hitter today for Peoria. 0-2 from Stankwitz. Reached out on a tapped foul. It's a curveball at 78. No balls, 2 strikes. Here on the way from the Colonel's right-hander, John Stankwitz. Fastball lifted our way and out of play. Wynn leads off as the DH with Mike Antico in center and Matt Chamberlain in right. LJ Jones cleans up at first. Mac Chambers at short and Francisco Hernandez at second. Carlos Soto behind the plate, Noah Medlinger at third, and Tommy Ju is in left. The 0-2 tapped foul again, nearby Wynn. Another little slider there from John Stankwitz. It's a 4-pitch mix for the righty. Here comes the 0-2. Curveball, sit down. He freezes Wynn. 77 across the outside corner for out number one. Stankwitz very quickly putting away Mason Wynn for the first out here of the first. Now Mike Antico, the center fielder for Peoria. Stankwitz this year, a 0.68 ERA. He's won 4 ball games this season, including his Colonel's debut. 5 innings of scoreless relief. back on May 5th. There's ball one downstairs to Antico, starting him off with a slider. Stankwitz signed with the Twins in July of 2020. Breaking ball bounced foul. Now one ball and a strike. Another slider. He's gone slider heavy early. Right-hander, before he gets ready to go, time is called as the foul ball was never picked up by anybody. Somebody will go do that, get it out of play. Now the 1-1 here from John Stankwitz. Fastball lifted out of play towards the left side. 1-2, 92 on that fastball from Stankwitz. Stankwitz holds lefties to a 111 average. The 1-2 misses high and outside at 91. Now 2-2 to Mike Antico. Stankwitz has not allowed an earned run since his opening day start for Fort Myer. The 2-2 bounced up the middle, and that's through for a single. Mike Antico taking that curveball back up the middle on the ground for a one-out base hit. And a man is on for Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain batting 229 on the year. Four doubles, a home run, seven RBI. Lefties hold a 259 OPS against Stankwitz. Righties at 357. Right-hander here from the belt. Kicks and goes. First offering off the plate on a fastball at 91, 1-0. Hitters get a bit better against Stankwitz when he goes from the stretch. A 167 average compared to a 119 when he's working from the full. 1-0 here from the Colonel's right-hander, John Stankwitz. He'll check over to first. Picked out by Sabato as Antico is back safely. Antico 16 for 16 on stolen bases this year. He and Wynn combined are perfect, 28 for 28. 1-0 from Stankwitz. There's strike one at the knees, coming back with a fastball at 90. Stankwitz this year has worked at a 45% ground ball rate, 35% fly balls. And of those fly balls, 28% of them are pop-ups. Ball and a strike here to Chamberlain. Bounced foul up the right field line, and then careening back into shallow right. Alex Solari will have to go over and pick that ball up. Defensively for Cedar Rapids, Morales, Holland, and Fedko in the outfield left to right. Seth Gray at third, Sabato across from him over at first. Wander Javier is at short with Alex Solari at second, and Charlie Mack doing the catching today for John Stankwitz. 1-2 here to Matt Chamberlain. Stankwitz rocks and goes. There goes Antico as this ball has popped up into shallow center. Back on it is Solari. Antico will have to hurry back to first, and he will get back to the bag with no throw. Solari making the catch to retire Chamberlain for the second out here of the first inning. That'll bring up L.J. Jones. Jones, the big right-handed bat for Peoria, playing first base today. 209 hitter, seven extra base hits, six doubles, and a home run. Jones has driven in six runs this season. Stankwitz with a glove at the belt. Kicks and goes, first pitch bounced foul into the Colonel's dugout and then back towards Patrick Anderson. The Chiefs manager will pick that ball up and send it back towards his dugout. 0-1 here from Stankwitz. 16 pitches, 13 of them for strikes, so check over to first. A better move there from Stankwitz. This season, base runners are 4-for-5 off of Stankwitz. No balls and a strike here from the right-hander. There goes Antico again, a ball rocketed foul down towards the Colonel's dugout and ends up near the bullpen where in unison, a bunch of Colonels go jumping. Melvia Costa going out to grab that baseball. He'll flip it to a fan down there in the stands. No balls and two strikes here from John Stankwitz. Right-hander kicks and deals. Bouncing a curveball in the dirt. Now 1-2. Stankwitz has been as good as they come in terms of eating innings this season. Each of his five outings, he's got at least five innings. One ball and two strikes. Stankwitz here to L.J. Jones. Breaking ball, fouled off again. Another curveball this time at 78. Stankwitz, in his Colonels debut, went 5 innings, 1 hit, no walks, 7 Ks, no runs. In a win against Quad Cities, coming out of the bullpen. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Jones on the way from Stankwitz. Wave and a miss. He got him fishing for a slider, and there is out number 3. John Stankwitz works around a one-out single by Antico. We move along to the second. Gray, Javier, and Fedko. No score here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray steps in to lead us off here in the top half of 2. No score between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. Stankwitz and Rodriguez trading zeros in the first inning of work as there's ball 1 outside to Seth Gray. 1-0. Here from the right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez. The Colonels left-handed hitting third baseman. Gray hitting 259 on the year. It's ball 2 down low. Gray has drawn walks at a very good clip this year. Reaching base at a 388 mark. 12% walks drawn this year. The 2-0 down and in. 3-0 to Seth Gray. Right on left matchup here. Rodriguez to the Colonels, left-handed hitting third baseman. Called strike 1 on the outside edge. 3-1. Rodriguez, in that first inning of work, took 16 pitches to get through the first. Stankwitz, 20 pitches, 16 for strikes in his first inning. 3-1 here to Gray. Down and in, ball 4. The Colonels have the leadoff man on. Here in the second, Seth Gray draws a walk. Wander Javier, now for the Colonels. 180 hitter on the season. He had a monster day earlier in the series. Back on Thursday, Wander had 2 home runs and 5 RBI. 5 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs for Wander this year. Scratched the triple, 5 doubles and 3 home runs, 12 RBI. First offering to Wander is belted. Foul off towards the right side, 0-1. With Seth Gray off of first. Here for Cedar Rapids. Gray not really a threat to run. He has attempted 2 steals this year, and he's been thrown out twice. Carlos Soto, the catcher, here today. 0-1, fouled off again by Wander. Count goes to 0-2. The outfield left to right for Peoria. Ju, Antico, and Chamberlain. Medlinger at third. Jones at first. Chambers is at short with Hernandez at second. And Carlos Soto doing the catching for Dionis Rodriguez. 0-2. The righty will check over to first. Gray back in with a head first dive. Middle of the order here in the second for the Colonels, Gray, Javier, and Fetko. No balls and two strikes here from Dionis Rodriguez. Inside on the cutter, now 1-2. Kind of feels a little bit dreary today. The overcast skies. 1-2 on the way from Dionis Rodriguez. Gray dancing off of first. Now Wander pokes the ball out toward shallow right. Moving over on it, Hernandez still running towards the line, and he'll make a nice play for out number one. Javier popping out there for the first down of the second, bringing up Kyler Fetko. Fetko, the right-handed bat out of UConn. Fetko, 22 years old, was a 12th round pick of the Twins last year. She steps in to face Dionis Rodriguez. One away and Gray on first. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Fetko looks at a cutter on the inside corner for strike one. Fetko with the Colonels is 3-for-8. A home run, a couple of runs scored. All in all this season, batting .323. Five doubles, a triple, three homers. He's driven in 17. 0-1, called strike two in the outside corner. Falling behind here, 0-2 against the right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez. Fetko stepping out, taking a breath, calling for time. Rodriguez now walking around a little bit on the rubber as Fetko just trying to slow him down a bit. Not a bad idea here for Fetko. 0-2 from Rodriguez here to Kyler Fetko. Down and away in the cutter now, 1-2. Fetko does a good job of not chasing. Strikes out in less than 20% of his plate appearances. Walks at about a 15% clip. 1-2 here from Dionis Rodriguez. Before that, he'll check over to first. Gray back in with a head first dive. Fetko is 6 for his last 17. On a 7-game on base streak. 3-game hitting streak. Hit in each of his first two games with the Colonels. 1-2. Fetko gets underneath of this and sends it out toward shallow left field down the line. It's a long run for Jew, and the shortstop, Chambers, will call him off and make the grab for out number two. Fetko flying out there to left. Gray retreats to first, and now Alaric Soleri will bat for the Colonels. Soleri hitting 157 this year. He's quietly scored the fourth most runs on the Colonels. Actually, the third most runs on the Colonels. 16 runs scored for Soleri this year, getting on base at a .240 clip. Strike one on the outside corner to Al. 0-1 here from the right-hander Rodriguez. Cedar Rapids opens up a 12-game homestand on Tuesday. 6 games with Great Lakes, then 6 with Wisconsin. 0-1 on the way from Rodriguez. Missing outside, 1-1. It's gone pretty heavily to that cutter today. We haven't really seen the fastball a ton from Rodriguez. Gray off of first, 1-2-1. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Off the plate now, 2-1. Right on cue, there was the fastball at 92. From the right-hander, Dionis Rodriguez. Through 4 innings against the Colonels. Back on Tuesday, 2 hits, 4 runs, just 2 of them were earned. 2-1 here to Al Soleri. There goes Gray. The pitch misses downstairs. Throw down to second is not in time. Seth Gray in feet first with a stolen base. Good hitters count now for Soleri as well at 3-1. Rodriguez from Pedro Brand in the Dominican Republic. 6'1", 202-pound right-hander. 3 balls and a strike here with 2 down, top half of 2. No scores so far between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. Rodriguez ready here from the stretch. You look back at Gray. Now we go. Soleri crushes a ball deep out to left field. Bombs away. What a shot off the bat of Alex Soleri. A no-doubter makes it 2-0 Colonels. Soleri, watch that one go. What an absolute tank there from the Colonels' second baseman. 408 feet of distance for Soleri, 105 miles an hour off the bat. A tremendous shot there for Al. His second home run of the season, RBI number 5 and 6. Now Charles Mack will step in. Soleri staying hot for Cedar Rapids. He's had himself a very good series. First offering off the plate to Charlie Mack, 1-0. 2-0 Cedar Rapids on that two-run homer off the bat of Alaric Soleri. Rodriguez rocks and goes. Now Mack pokes one down the left field line, hanging and slicing towards foul territory, and that'll land foul. Passed a diving try by Menlinger. Soleri here on the road trip, now 5-for-17 with 6 runs scored, 2 homers and 5 RBI. Everybody will go back to their positions here. The count going to 1-1 on Charles Mack. That ball was crushed by Soleri out to deep left field. Mack will step out prior to the 1-1. Now he steps back in. Charlie has struggled a little bit. 4 for his last 33, 0 for 8 here on the road trip. 1 ball and a strike. Mack hits a ground ball towards first, picked up on a friendly hop there by Jones, and he'll walk it over to first for out number 3. We move along to the home half of 2. Alaric Soleri with a 2-run homer, giving Cedar Rapids the 2-0 lead. Stankwitz will go back onto the bump with that 2-zip lead. Chambers, Hernandez, and Soto when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Soleri with a two-run home run to left field, and we lead by 2. We're on the way to the home half of the second. John Stankwitz handed a nice early lead here for Cedar Rapids. We'll see how he responds in the second. Mack Chambers, Francisco Hernandez, and Carlos Soto here in the second. First offering to Chambers is rocketed foul. Very high and very foul off towards the right side. Chambers, like many Chiefs, struggling here in the series. 2-for-16. Looks at strike 2 at the knees. A good slider from John Stankwitz. 0-2. This ball poked foul on the curveball there from the right-hander. Count hangs here at 0-2. Stankwitz fills up the strike zone. Very, very good at commanding all four pitches. 2-0 fouled away on a fastball at 91. We have not yet seen the changeup from John Stankwitz, and against a left-handed heavy lineup, maybe it's a feel thing, or maybe it's just he's trying to hide that pitch for the second trip through the order. As a slider fouled off again, keeping the count here at 0-2 from Stankwitz to Chambers. Stankwitz looks in, now the 0-2 on the way. Misses down and outside, there's the changeup. At 85, no offer by Chambers. One ball and two strikes on the way here from John Stankwitz. Ball lifted out towards left center field, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Cut off by Morales as he'll get that into the infield. It's a single for Mac Chambers, sending it into left center field. The leadoff man is aboard for the Chiefs as Francisco Hernandez will bat. Hernandez, 2-for-14 in the series. 5-for-26 all in all this year against Cedar Rapids. Man on first here against Stankwitz. First pitch on the way, fouled straight back, 0-1. Fastball up in the zone at 91 there from John Stankwitz. Stankwitz promoted to the Colonels on April 30th while they were in Beloit, 0-1. Breaking ball, bounded foul up the first baseline. This is a slider that time at 82. Slider heavy for Stankwitz today. I think he's actually thrown both the slider and the curveball more than his fastball. It is first trip through the order. 0-2 again from Stankwitz to Hernandez. John ready here with the glove at the belt. Kicks and fires. Fouled away again. A lot of foul balls today off of Stankwitz. 30 pitches, 25 strikes for the right-hander. Staying on schedule, as he normally does. Lots of strikes. 0-2. Staying with a long pause. We'll check over to first. Chambers back. Chambers has some speed. 4-for-5 on stolen bases this year. Stankwitz ready now on the 0-2. Downstairs, a good block by Mac. And a curveball at 79. Stankwitz at Fordham had an incredible sophomore season. He was a third-team All-American. 1-2. Up high and tight at 91, now 2-2. Third-team All-American by numerous publications. Is in the watch list for the NCBWA National Pitcher of the Year Award. 2-2 again here from Stank. Missing down and outside on the slider at 82, now 3-2. Some big takes there for Hernandez. He's certainly willing to work a walk. Francisco this year on base at a 373 clip. Payoff pitch from Stankwitz. Bounce towards third, backhanded by Gray on the run. He fires to second. No relay by Soleri, but what a play there by Seth Gray to cut down the lead runner. Ranging to his backhand side, then firing on the run to get Mac Chambers at second. 5-4 on that fielder's choice. Now Carlos Soto will bat. Left-handed hitting catcher. Hitting 125 on the year. Rests the bat on the left shoulder as he takes a curveball on the inside corner for strike one. Stankwitz at Fordham back in 2019 went 8-4, a 1.47 earned run average, starting 13 games. The 0-1 from Stank. Big cut and a miss there at a curveball, now 0-2. He worked 92 innings and struck out 102 batters, walking just 20. 213 opposing batting average for Stankwitz at Fordham there in 2019. One down, home half of two. Here is the 0-2 from John Stankwitz. Quick check over to first, not in time. Nearly had Chambers picked, or pardon, Hernandez picked off. Stankwitz was sixth in the NCAA in ERA as a sophomore. 0-2 down and in. Blocked by Mack. There goes Hernandez. The throw down to second. Skips into center field. It'll be gloved by Holland as Hernandez wants third, and he'll go in without a throw. So why? I don't know if that's a wild pitch first and then an error. Hernandez wasn't moving on the pitch. So see how that gets scored. It did draw a throw from Mack. It's a stolen base and then an error on Charlie Mack. Move the runner up to third base. So now one down. The Colonel's infield will come in, protecting a two-run lead. One ball and two strikes from Stankwitz here to Carlos Soto. Wave and a miss and a slider down in the dirt. A good play, a good pitch there by Stankwitz. A changeup at 83. Put away the left-handed bat of Soto. Good sink to that changeup. Now Noah Mendlinger will bat. Mendlinger this season hitting 218. Just one run batted in. Colonel's infield can play back. First offering lifted out towards right center field. Holland tracking in to his left, and he'll make the catch for out number three. John Stankwitz works around the leadoff single. We move along to the third. 2-0 Cedar Rapids. Stankwitz through two scoreless.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland will lead us off here in the top half of the third inning. Cedar Rapids leads Peoria 2-0 on the strength of an Alaric Solari two-run homer. That was back in the second. John Stankwitz, 39 pitches, 30 of them for strikes, through two strong scoreless innings of work. Dionis Rodriguez will toe the rubber here once the Hero of the Game promotion is wrapped up here at Peoria. Fans exiting the field, and now we're ready to go. Will Holland leading us off here in the top half of the third. Holland has been swinging a good stick. 5 for 11 in the series. 455 average. 5 runs scored, 2 RBI. First pitch bounced off of Holland. Count goes to 0-1. No balls and a strike from Dionis Rodriguez. Look around the rest of the Midwest League here today. Plenty of games already underway. 0-1, Holland sends this ball out towards left center field. Antico to his right, now a couple steps back to his left, and he'll make that grab in straightaway center for out number one. Holland getting pretty good one on that, a bit underneath though, missing the barrel. Now Jefferson Morales, 0-1 with a ground out here today. Great Lakes leads Lake County 9-7 in the seventh. Bottom seven, Dayton up 8-6 on the road over Lansing. Morales takes ball one low and outside. And the cutter from Rodriguez. West Michigan up 2-1 on Beloit, home half of 5. 1-0 bounced foul nearby Morales. Now one ball and a strike. South Bend leads Fort Wayne 2-0. They're in the fifth inning. And Wisconsin just took a 2-0 lead on Quad Cities through 3. One ball and a strike here from Dionis Rodriguez. Jefferson looks at a cutter down low, now a 2-1. Morales has been enjoying a very, very good month of May here for Cedar Rapids. He averaged well over 300 in the month. 2-1. Now Jefferson sends a ball into the air to straightaway center, and Tico to his right underneath, and he'll make the grab for out number 2. Morales entering play with a 346 average here in May. And here's Christian Encarnacion Strand. 0 for 5 yesterday, 0 for 1 to start things out today. He's 10 for his last 43. He steps in against the right-hander Rodriguez. There's strike 1. No balls and a strike here to Encarnacion Strand. Dionis Rodriguez is allowed just one hit, that being a two-run homer to Alex Solari. Strike 2 in the end. Change up there from Rodriguez. 0-2. Right-hander ready. He'll kick and go. Wave and a miss. Down goes Encarnacion Strand, and down go the Colonels. 3-up, 3 down for Dionis Rodriguez as we move along to the home half of 3. Jew, Wynn, and Antico. 2-0 Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesch Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesch Company's team of experts can help you at gflesch.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
John Stankiewicz back on the mound here for Cedar Rapids as he draws a big wave and a miss there at strike 1 from Tommy Jew. Good start me up slider there for the right-hander John Stankiewicz. 40 pitches, 31 strikes for the righty. Through 2-plus innings of work. Big cut and a miss there and another slider, now 0-2. Tommy Jew digs back in. Stankiewicz ready here on the 0-2, looking for his fourth strikeout of the day. Misses down low with a curveball, now 1-2. Stank doing what we've seen him do in his limited time with the Colonels. He's keeping up his success that he's had all season in pounding the zone. 1-2, poked out towards center field. Holland moving back. He'll track underneath to the warning track and put it away for out number 1. Ball kind of kept carrying there off the bat of Jew. So one away here in the third, and Mason Wynn will get an opportunity. Stankiewicz giving up a few more fly balls today than usual. Mason Wynn will step in. Right-hander Stankiewicz getting ready. He'll kick and fire. First pitch called, strike one at the knees to Mason Wynn. Colonel's pitching staff here in the month of May has been simply spectacular. Stank in the 0-1. This ball grounded towards third and off of a diving try by Seth Gray. That'll go into the corner. Went around first. He's headed for second. Morales will get that ball in towards third. Cut off by Javier. It's a one-out double for Mason Wynn down that left field line. And now Mike Antico. Antico with a man on second base after Mason Wynn's seventh double of the season. In the month of May, the Colonel's pitching staff has allowed just 26 earned runs in 108 innings for a 2.17 ERA. John Stankwitz with the glove at the belt. He'll kick and go. An ugly swing and a miss. They had a fastball from Stankwitz. Looked like Antico saw breaking ball and then just kind of swung. Like he was swinging a pool noodle. 0-1 from Stankwitz. The righty kicks and goes, missing down and in. They're on the slider at 81. One ball and one strike. Three hits today for Peoria. And that is the part of it with Stankwitz. When you don't throw hard, you will give up some hits. It's all about minimizing the damage, though. 1-1, big swing and a miss there. A filthy changeup down and away. Now 1-2 from Stankwitz to Antico. The thing that makes Stankwitz so hard to hit is that you don't know which of his four pitches he's going to throw at you. He can command all four fairly well. 1-2. Wave and a miss and a curveball in the dirt. Mack applies the tag, and down goes Antico. And for out number two, Stankwitz with a big punch out. His fourth of the game. Here with two away in the third, Matt Chamberlain will bat. Chamberlain 0 for 1 with a flyout. Mason Wynn off the second base bag after the double. Stankwitz with the glove at the belt. No kick and go. Down low, 1-0. I believe Gio Urshela just homered for the Minnesota Twins. One ball and no strikes here from the right-hander Stankwitz. Minnesota up 2-1 on Cleveland. Stankwitz ready. Now the 1-0 on the way. Bounce towards first. Here's Sabato. He'll pick it up and jog on to first base for out number three. Stankwitz works around another hit. He continues his strong showing here today. 51 pitches, 39 strikes, three scoreless with four Ks. For John Stankwitz, we'll move along to the top half of the fourth. Do up for the Colonels, Sabato, Gray, and Javier. We'll have a look around the organization when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato steps in here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the fourth as he looks at strike one on the inside corner from Dionis Rodriguez. Sabato, right-handed thumper, in his fourth double of the season yesterday. Four homers to go with those four doubles. 0-1 down and away and a cutter. The appeal down and no, he did not, says Justin Jeska. A look around the Twins organization today. Of course, here in Peoria, your Colonels lead the Chiefs 2-0. Two runs on one hit, one error, and none left for Cedar Rapids. Cutter over for strike two on the inside edge to Sabato. Peoria, no runs on three hits, no errors, and three men left aboard. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez here to Aaron Sabato. Check swing and a pitch down and in. No offer by Sabato there on that cut fastball now. 2-2. The Twins lead the Guardians 2-1. Gio Urshela with the solo home run for the Minnesota Twins. 2-2. Sabato unloads on a ball out towards left field. Coming in on it, though, is Gio. He got a bit too far underneath of that, though. Sounded good off the bat, looked good off the bat, but it hung up there for Sabato, and there is out number one. Sabato unable to square that ball up, and now Seth Gray will dig in. Drew a walk in his first time up. Rodriguez peering in, he'll kick and go. Gray looks at strike one at the knees. Jose Ramirez homered for Cleveland today in that ball game. Gio Urshela's home run was evidently the 999th at Target Field. 0-1 here to Gray. Outside now, one ball and a strike. Around the rest of the Twins organization here today, the Mighty Muscles lead Palm Beach 6-0. This ball two downstairs on Gray. Six runs on 13 hits today for Fort Myers. They're shutting out Palm Beach 6-0. Two balls and a strike here from Dionis Rodriguez. Fouled back now, 2-2. Marco Raya, four hitless innings, one walk and two Ks. Jake Rucker, 3-for-5 with a couple of doubles for Fort Myers today. 2-2 here to Grant. Seth fouls us off. We'll go again now at 2-2. Emmanuel Rodriguez with a two-hit day, one of them being a triple. Elsewhere around the Twins organization, Wichita and Northwest Arkansas are in a rain delay. Columbus beat St. Paul in game one of their doubleheader. 2-2. Gray pops this up out of play over our heads. We'll keep the count of 2-2. Jermaine Palacios with a solo home run. 2-2 now to Seth Gray. Big swing and a miss there, and a good changeup from Rodriguez. There's out number two. Rodriguez has settled into a groove here. Right-hander has set down the last six that he's faced since that Solari two-run homer. Wander Javier steps in for the Colonels. He popped out to right in his first chance. First offering is a strike in the outside corner. Multi-hit games for Caleb Hamilton, Kyle Garlick, and Alex Kirilov down in AAA today. Out in Columbus. 0-1. Rodriguez here to Javier. Off the plate now. One ball and a strike. Fedco in the on-deck circle. If Javier can extend the inning. Rodriguez looking to put away his seventh straight hitter. One ball and one strike. Wander with a line drive. Base hit into center. Cedar Rapids will have a man on for Kyler Fedco as Wander continues to have a very nice series here for the Colonels. A base knock for Javier, making him now 4-for-17 in the series. Kyler Fedco, 0-for-1 with a flyout. Lifted a flyout down the left field line in his first at bat. Fedko digs in, the right-handed hitter, former Big East batting title. In 2021 at UConn. First pitch down low to Fedko, 1-0. He and his brother Christian Fedko played together at UConn. Bit of irony in there as well. The Colonels on their injured list. They have Pat Winkle, who's a teammate of Fedko brothers. Pat also played with his brother at UConn. There's ball two outside. Two balls, no strikes from Dionis Rodriguez here to Kyler Fedko. Kyler 6 for his last 18. 7 game on base streak entering play here today. He had a season-long 15 game on base streak back in April. 2-0 inside now, 3-0 to Fedko. Ducks away from that fastball. I call it the cutter there in the inner half. Three balls and no strikes with Wander Javier over there at first. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Fedko tanking all the way, and he sees the fastball on the knees for strike one. Rodriguez is at 65 pitches. Looks like the left-hander Nathaniel Heredia will begin to loosen up in the pen for Peoria. Three balls and a strike from Rodriguez to Fedko. Kyler will call time prior to the pitch. Rodriguez maybe not too happy with that. He'll step off the rubber and turn his back towards home plate before re-engaging. 3-1. Javier off of first. And Fedko looks at ball four down and away. They get 8 straight games on base for Kyler Fedko. Colonels have 2 men on for Alaric Soleri, who already has a home run today. 2-run home run for Soleri back in the second. And now Edwin Moreno will come out to chat with Rodriguez. So far here today, Rodriguez is through 3 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs. He's walked 2, 3 strikeouts. He hasn't really had his best stuff today, that's for sure. Just 4 swinging strikes on 66 pitches. Colonels have done a good job of not chasing here against the right-hander. Meeting on the mound is broken up. Rodriguez working with men on. Here in the second, 2 aboard. Wander with the 2-out single, then Fedko drawing a walk. Alex Soleri now digging in for Cedar Rapids. 5-for-17 in the series. 2 home runs, 5 runs driven in. As a pitch from Heredia ended up into the outfield, out in the bullpen, so bullpen catcher will have to collect that baseball, and now we're ready to go. Mac on deck, Soleri at the plate. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Alaric takes ball one down low. Soto asks for a new baseball. Colonels lead 2-0 over Peoria here in the fourth. Soleri responsible for both those runs on a 2-run homer back in the second. 1-0, Al sends a ball out towards right field, fairly deep. Chamberlain racing back, looking up at the wall, reaching up, and that ball is off the base of the wall. It'll score Javier. Fedko not far behind, headed to third with a head-first dive, and a triple is Alaric Soleri. Soleri with his second triple in as many days here for Cedar Rapids. He plates 2. How about a 4 RBI game for Alaric Soleri, and the Colonels lead 4-0 here over the Peoria Chiefs. Soleri up to 8 RBI on the year, 4 today. He's 2-for-2, now with a 2-run homer and a 2-run triple. Charles Mack will step in, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Takes strike one on the outside corner. Soleri responsible for all 4 Colonels runs here this afternoon. No balls and a strike here from Dionis Rodriguez. This will be the 70th pitch of his game. Mack lays off ball one down and in. No bite there at that changeup. from Rodriguez. Solari with a two-run triple off the right field wall, making this a 4-0 Colonels lead. One ball and one strike to Mack. Down and in, and it skips away. Here comes Solari from third. He'll score standing up. And a wild pitch makes it 5-0 Cedar Rapids here in the fourth. Alaric Solari responsible for all five Colonels runs. A two-run homer, a two-run triple, and now he scores on a wild pitch to make it 5-0 Cedar Rapids. Two balls and a strike here to Charlie Mack. Fisted foul off towards the left side. The count running even here at 2-2. Three hits today for the Colonels, but five runs on those three hits. Two out hitting prevailing here for Cedar Rapids as Matt calls for time. Two and two from Rodriguez. Down and away now, 3-2. Three spot here in the fourth. The Colonels just keep on adding to their run total in this series and the run differential in this series. Payoff pitch fouled away by Mack. Count remains full here on Charles Mack. Two out runs have been big for the Colonels in the series. Solari with the two out, two-run homer and a two-out, two-run triple as Mack unloads on a ball very, very deep and very, very foul. 425 feet foul there for Charles Mack. Cat will stay full here from Dionis Rodriguez. Heredia still up in the pen. Payoff pitch on the way. Mack pops this up into shallow right center. Back on it is Hernandez. He'll make the squeeze for out number three. Three runs, though, here in the fourth for the Colonels, all with two outs. A two-out triple by Alex Solari, plating two. Then he scores on a wild pitch to make it 5-0 Cedar Rapids. It's the Solari Show here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Stankwitz back out on the mound with a 5-0 lead when we come back.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is athletic trainer Matt Smith, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids leads the Peoria Chiefs 5-0 here in the home half of the fourth inning. LJ Jones, Mac Chambers, and Francisco Hernandez will bat against John Stankwitz. First offering is a cold strike there from Stank on the fastball at the knees to LJ Jones. 0-1 grounded up the third base line and fair. Is that a roll down into the Colonels bullpen? Jones has extra bases as he will head to second and coast to a halt. Standing up with a double here to open up the fourth. Good start there for LJ Jones and the Peoria Chiefs. Is that double down the left field line for Jones? It's his seventh double of the season. Stankiewicz will have to work with Chambers at the plate. Alex Soleri having a tremendous ball game here today for Cedar Rapids. Four RBI. The right-hander John Stankiewicz toes up the rubber and peers on in. Working here against Mac Chambers. First pitch called strike one. Starting him off with a changeup inner half at 82. Soleri with his first multi-RBI game of the season, and in doing so, it's a four RBI game. 0-1 from Stank. Lifted into the air, left side and out of play. Now 0-2 to Mac Chambers. Soleri really enjoying a strong series today. 6 for 18. 7 RBI for Soleri. He's doubled his RBI total today. 0-2 here from Stankiewicz. Just missed the outside edge. And a changeup at 84. Chambers did not bite. 1-2. Stankiewicz at the ready here. For Cedar Rapids, he'll kick and go. High and outside now, 2-2. 5-0 lead for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but Peoria threatening here with Jones leading off with a double. 2-2 on the way here from Stankiewicz. Down low now, 3-2. A look around the Major League scoreboard for you here today. At Target Field, it is still 2-1 Twins over the Guardians. The Astros up 3-0 on the Nationals in the 7th. 3-2 here from Stankiewicz. Grounded foul up the first baseline, and a nice play by Willie Martin in the first base coach's box. The Reds are doing something pretty special right now at Pittsburgh. They're in the 8th inning of a scoreless game. Payoff pitch now here from Stankiewicz to Mac Chambers. This ball lifted out towards deep left field. Moving back on it is Morales. He'll get underneath and make the grab. LJ Jones tagging from second. Jefferson's throw to third is more than in time. My goodness, what was LJ Jones thinking? Tagging from second on a fly ball to left. Jefferson Morales with his first outfield assist of the year. He had him by a good 4 feet there at third base. Fly out for out number one. The throw by Morales, giving the Colonels second out of the inning, 7-5. A good, accurate throw from Jefferson. It's put away LJ Jones at third. Two down, and now here is Francisco Hernandez. Grounded towards the left side and pass to diving Wander Javier. Hernandez on with a single. Here for the Peoria Chiefs. And that'll bring up Kylo Soto. 0-1 with a strikeout. Soto will step in against Stankiewicz with Hernandez off of first. Stankiewicz kicks and goes. Strike one on the outside edge. 5 hits today for Peoria. Stankiewicz has done a good job of limiting the damage. He's had some good defense behind him as well. 0-1. Quick check over to first. Hernandez back. Tigers lead the Orioles 3-0, bottom six, top of six in New York. The Mets trail the Mariners 7-5. 0-1 here from Stankiewicz. Downstairs blocked well by Mack as the count goes to 1-1 on that slider. The Rays are shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0, top of seven. Midway through the fifth in Miami, the Brewers lead 5-3 over the Marlins. Bottom six at Guaranteed Rate Field. It's 3-0 Yankees. 1-0 here from John Stankiewicz. This ball roped down the right field line, and that'll land fair, taking a sharp hop off the wall. Fedko took a poor angle at it, so Hernandez turning a third. He'll score easily on an RBI double off the bat of Kylo Soto. Peoria is on the board here in the fourth. An RBI double for Soto ripped down that right field line. Fedko taking an awkward angle at it. It's a difficult wall to play. Hernandez scoring from first. Soto with his third double of the year and his third RBI of the season as well. 5-1 Cedar Rapids. Stankwitz allows his first earned run since opening day down in Fort Myers. So work against Noah Mettlinger, the man on second and two away here in the fourth. Stankwitz kicks and goes. First pitch, fastball high and tight, 1-0. 65 pitches for Stankwitz, 48 strikes. Right-hander running into some trouble here in the fourth. 1-0. Missing off the plate now, 2-0 to Mettlinger. Stankwitz today working at a 77% first pitch strike rate. 2-0 here from the righty. Downstairs, 3-0. Couldn't get Mettlinger to chase at that slider. For Peoria here in the inning, three hits, two of them doubles. Makes that double play turn by Morales all the more important out and left. Uncorking that good strong throw to catch LJ Jones at third. Matt goes out to discuss things here with Stankwitz, maybe try to bring him back into a groove. They're scoreless in Texas between the Red Sox and the Rangers, likewise at Coors between the Royals and the Rockies. 3-0. Stankwitz here to Noah Mettlinger with a man on second. Called strike one. Good comeback slider there at 81 at the knees. 68 pitches for Stankwitz. 3-1 here from the right-hander. Ball lifted out towards left field. Morales a long run towards the line. Jefferson makes a nice diving grab for out number three. Falling to the ground after squeezing that baseball. Jefferson Morales putting on a show here in the fourth inning. Some really good defense out and left. He ends up being responsible for each of the three outs. A big outfield assist along with a couple of flyouts to left. We'll be back in the fifth. 5-1 your score. The Colonels on top. Holland, Morales, and Encarnacion Strand when we return.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move along to the top half of the fifth inning as the Peoria Chiefs will hand the ball off to Nathaniel Heredia here in the top half of the fifth. Heredia to face Holland, Morales, and Encarnacion Strand. Stianis Rodriguez's day is done. 5-1 your score. Colonels out in front. The final line for Stianis Rodriguez. Four innings, three hits, five runs, all of them earned. On two walks, three strikeouts. And he did allow a home run. That was to Alaric Soleri, who has been having a tremendous ball game today for Cedar Rapids. Soleri is 2-for-2. Two runs scored, a triple, a home run, and four RBI. Will Holland will step in to lead things off against Nathaniel Heredia. The funky left-hander, 21 years old, from the Dominican Republic, 6'5", 200 pounds. Heredia has struck out 28 over 16 and a third. 13 hits, 14 walks, a 2.76 ERA. Heredia's first pitch is a strike in the outside corner here to Will Holland. Heredia struck out three but walked four back on Wednesday. An ugly inning for Heredia in the fifth where he walked three batters. Strike two in the outside corner to Will Holland. He allowed two inherited runners to score. Colonels ended up winning in that Wednesday ball game. They've taken 4 of 5 so far here in the series, looking to make it 5 of 6. 0-2, and a very uncomfortable swing and a miss there by Holland at that sinking fastball for out number one. Jefferson Morales now here for Cedar Rapids, 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Heredia pitches into the mid-90s with that fastball. A lot of sink to it. Also mix in a slider. It's a herky-jerky delivery for Heredia. From kind of a sidearm look. First offering fouled off by Jefferson. 0-1. A very fun week of baseball awaits us back in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels will host the Lake County Captains this week to open up a 12-game homestand. No balls and a strike here from Heredia to Jefferson Morales. Bounce towards first, picked up by Jones, and he'll take two steps to his left to stomp on the bag for out number two. Too quickly retired here in the fifth inning, and now Christian Encarnacion and Strand will step in with an opportunity here for Cedar Rapids. Encarnacion Strand 0-2, flyout and a strikeout today. It'll be a busy week, that's for sure, as right on cue, Encarnacion Strand bounces it to third. Mendlinger gloves the throw high, and no tag applied by Jones. Encarnacion Strand legs it out and gets underneath the tag of Jones. It'll be a throwing error, I'm sure, on Mendlinger to allow Encarnacion Strand to reach. Colonels will have a man on first with two down for Aaron Sabato. On Wednesday, a 6:35 p.m. start. Coming up here on the 18th, it'll be the first Copa Days. Sabato swings through a fastball at 95, 0-1. Colonels will be in their Cinco Estaciones jerseys. 0-1, half swing, called strike two on the outside edge. Thursday is a big screen Thursday. Friday is Star Wars night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 0-2 found back by Sabato. Saturday will be a fireworks Saturday. Baseball card giveaway on Sunday against Lake County. 0-2 from Heredia here to Sabato. Down and in now, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down here, top half of 5. Heredia from the stretch. Sabato with a half swing. Yes, he did, says our home plate umpire. As the Colonels are down here in the fifth, just one man reaches against Heredia on an error. Jew, Wynn, and Antico. 5-1 your score. The Colonels ahead by 4 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. To the home half of the fifth, we go.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
They're back!
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG, it's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Hey fans, this is Logan Larson and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of 5 on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. John Stankiewicz back out for his fifth inning of work as he'll work against Tommy Jew, Mason Wynn, and Mike Antico. Tommy Jew stepping in. He's 0-1 today with a flyout. So far for the Colonels, 5 runs on 3 hits. One error and one left on as Jew rockets a ball foul. Oh, that might have hit a fan who was lying down on the lawn, not necessarily paying attention. 0-1 from Stankwitz to Jew. Fans all right. Maybe a little embarrassed, though. A slider sent high out to deep left field. Jefferson in front of the warning track, though, will move to his right and make the grab for out number one. Tommy Jew flies out for the first out here in the fifth. Now Mason Wynn. One for two with a strikeout and a double today as Mason Wynn. Yeah, busy week ahead of us in Cedar Rapids. Star Wars night on Friday. I know many are very, very excited for as Mason Wynn scalds a ball out to deep right field. Kyler Fetko racing back. He'll play it off a hop on the wall. Wynn around second. He wants third. Here comes a throw from Solari. It's off the line, backed up, though, by Stankwitz. So it's a triple here with one down for Mason Wynn. Ball's really starting to fly off the bat for Peoria here against Stankwitz. Colonels have a right-hander beginning to move around in the bullpen. It might be Cody Lawyerson. Mike Antico, one for two with a single and a strikeout. As Antico will step in against Stankwitz, a man on third, that's Wynn after his league-leading seventh triple of the year. Wynn with a double and a triple today. There's ball one downstairs from John Stankwitz. 5-1 Colonels, built up a nice four-run lead. Infield playing back here with one down. And are also playing Antico to pull. 1-0, this ball sent out towards deep center. Holland will move underneath of it, make the catch. His throw towards home will be over Sabato's head, but Mason Wynn will score there on the sack fly. And just like that, it's now 5-2. Peoria adding another run here on the sack fly by Antico. Colonel still lead by three. Matt Chamberlain will step in, 0 for 2, a flyout and a ground out today. Stankwitz looking in here on Chamberlain. Stankwitz ready, he'll kick and go. First pitch breaking ball up and in on Chamberlain, 1-0. So Lawyerson might get the ball today, it looks like he'll be the next pitcher. Behind John Stankwitz, 1-0 just off the plate now, 2-0 to Matt Chamberlain. Two balls, no strikes, two away. High and outside now, 3-0 to Chamberlain. Stankwitz, I wouldn't say has had his best stuff here today, but just gotten it done by pounding the zone. 77 pitches, 54 strikes, and there's ball four. The first walk issued today by John Stankwitz. As that'll put Matt Chamberlain aboard and L.J. Jones will bat. Stankwitz today, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 2 runs. 4 strikeouts and 1 walk issued by Stankwitz. Mark Moriarty will pop out of the Colonel's dugout to go chat with Stankwitz. Stankwitz has given up a lot of fly balls today. 56% fly balls here this afternoon. Giving up a lot of hard contact as well. Moriarty just doing his best to try and get Stankwitz back into a rhythm here on the mound. He's giving up contact, but that's okay to give up contact. LJ Jones has been a player who the Colonels, for the most part in this series, have done a pretty good job against. He's 4-for-18. In the set, they've struck him out 6 times. Right-hander John Stankwitz. And that discussion with Mark Moriarty is over as Kevin Levine went out to break that up. Mack heads back to his spot behind home plate. Cody Lawyerson throwing for the Colonels down to the pen. John Stankwitz with the glove at the belt. The man on first, he'll kick and fire. First pitch fouled back. Starting Jones off there with the curveball at 76. Lawyerson has been very good for the Colonels in relief this year. No balls and a strike here from John Stankwitz. Right-hander kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. Then a filthy slider down and away. That might have been one of the best sliders that Stank has thrown today. Biting down and away from the bat of L.J. Jones. 0-2. It was two away in the fifth, and Chamberlain off of first. Stankwitz kicks and goes. Missing down and away. There goes the runner. Mack will throw down to second, and he throws it into center field again. It's a stolen base, and then the second error of the day on Charles Mack as Holland gets the ball in quick to Solari. If you're in that spot, if you're Mack, I don't know what you're doing throwing that baseball. It's kind of an awkward angle that you're throwing that ball. You're moving to your right, picking it up, and then just kind of airmailing it into center. It's Mack's second error of the day. Man on third here, now a 1-2 pitch from John Stankwitz. Sit down! He freezes Jones with a fastball on the inside corner. John Stankwitz threw five innings, a two-run ball here today. We move along to the top half of the sixth. The Colonels will have Seth Gray, Wander Javier, and Kyler Fedko leading by three right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion. A standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will lead us off here in the top half of the sixth. Cedar Rapids leading the Peoria Chiefs 5-2. First offering here from Heredia is a strike in the knees to Seth Gray. 0-1. Here on the way from Nathaniel Heredia. Five runs on three hits, two errors and one left for Cedar Rapids. Two runs, seven hits, one error and five left aboard for the Peoria Chiefs. It's ball one, down and away on Seth Gray. Lefty up in the Peoria bullpen and a righty up in the Colonel's pen, Cody Lawyerson. Throwing down there in the pen for Cedar Rapids. One ball and one strike from Heredia. Well down and away, now 2-1. Stankiewicz with a good start today. He's probably done through five innings. 82 pitches, 57 strikes. Cody Lawyerson has been warming up since that last half inning. 2-1 chopped foul. Now the count even here to Seth Gray. Gray, Javier, and Fedko for Cedar Rapids. If anybody reaches, Alex Solari, who's been playing out of his mind, would bat here for the Colonels. 2-2. Gray fouls away and offering well off the plate. Reaching out for that fastball and directing it out of play. 2-2. From Heredia to Seth Gray. Southpaw ready, he'll kick and go. Gray taps his foul. Keeps the count even here at 2-2. Wander Javier in the on-deck circle. For Cedar Rapids, the 2-2 to Gray. Bounce towards first. L.J. Jones gathers it, and he'll beat Gray in a foot race over to first. Three and assisted on that ground out to put away the Colonel's third baseman, Seth Gray. Now here is Wander Javier. Singled in his last at bat and scored on that two-run triple by Alaric Soleri. Heredia's been pretty good in relief so far. He's faced one more than the minimum. One man reaching on an error. Javier with a big cut and a foul. Fastball inner half, 94, now 0-1. Here from the southpaw Heredia. Wander takes strike two in the inside corner. Fedko on deck here for the Colonels. Heredia in the zone a lot here today as Javier swings through a fastball at 95. Good luck hitting that pitch when it's sinking away from your bat. There is out number two on the punch out, and now Kyler Fedko. 0-1 with a flyout and a walk today. Fedko lifted a fly ball down the left field line in his first at bat, then drew a walk and scored. Top half of six here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Heredia coming set with a glove up near his chin. He'll rock and go. Ooh, Fedko fouls it off of Soto. Count goes to 0-1 here on Kyler. Taking a look at the weather radar here today. We know there's a chance of rain coming in a little bit later today. Right now we look pretty clear for the next half hour or so. There's a little rain system headed towards us. Ball one off the plate on Fedko. Cedar Rapids is getting some rain right now. Ball two down and away on Fedko. We are through the minimum here today, so as long as things remain in business, we should be good to go the rest of the way here this evening. 2-1, called strike two at the knees on Fedko. Kyler digs back in. He's already extended his on-base streak, looking to make it four straight games with a hit. 2-2 from Heredia. Fedko swings through a fastball, and there's out number three. Heredia goes three up, three down. He's been really solid in relief today for Peoria. Heredia with two scoreless innings, four Ks through two scoreless. And we'll be back in the sixth. Chambers, Hernandez, and Soto. Home half of six. Cody Lawyerson on for the Colonels when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Cody Larson, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels hand the ball off to Cody Lawyerson here in the home half of the sixth inning. It's John Stankwitz's day is done. His final line for you here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Stankwitz goes five innings, Seven-hit baseball. He walked one, allowing two runs, both earned while striking out five. Larson draws a big swing and a miss at a fastball there at 91. 0-1 here to Mac Chambers. From the Colonel's right-hander, Cody Larson. Righty kicks and fires on the 0-1. Another big swing and a miss at 91 up in the zone. Now 0-2. Larson this year, a 4.02 ERA. Three holds, 15 and two-thirds innings, 15 strikeouts. The 0-2 lifted foul on another fastball at 91. Stankwitz with a great outing. He's in line for his fifth win of the season. His second in as many outings with the Colonels. 0-2, sit down. Lawyerson puts away Chambers with a fastball upstairs. First man of the inning is set down on strikes, and now Francisco Hernandez. One for two, he's put two balls on the ground, a fielder's choice to third and a single through the left side for Francisco Hernandez. Seven hits today for Peoria, just three for Cedar Rapids. First pitch slider bounced towards third and right through Seth Gray. A wicked hop, and Chambers is Hernandez is aboard. He's headed to second. The throw by Jefferson goes all the way towards first. Now holding at third is Hernandez. As Sabato picked that up near the Chiefs bullpen. That was an ugly play for Cedar Rapids. Two errors, I'm sure, on that play. Seth Gray not able to pull that in at third on a ball hit right at him. Then Jefferson Morales uncorking an absolute missile all the way to the Peoria bullpen. Two errors on the play. Hernandez reaching on the fielding error by Seth Gray. He ends up at third on another error by Jefferson Morales. There's strike one on the outside corner from Lawyerson here to Kylo Soto. Oh, and one from Lawyerson here to Soto. Four errors in the game for the Colonels. Lawyerson rocks and goes. There's strike two on the outside edge. And right back with a fastball at 91. Gray is probably the top defensive option at third for Cedar Rapids. Not often do you see him commit errors. 0-2, off speed, sent into center. Here comes Holland. We'll see if they test his arm. Will Holland makes the catch. Hernandez tagging from third. Holland's throw home is off the line, off the glove of Mack. They might, and Gray wants to check at third. He says, hey, get me the ball. Lawyerson with Sabato pointing. Honestly, it looked to me that Hernandez might have left early, too. They'll throw over to third. Gray will step on the bag, and oh, they call him safe. And Dinkelman will come out and argue that. I was going to say, from here, too, it looked like Hernandez left early. You can see third base in the left side of your vantage point when we're looking out at center field, and that looked a lot like Hernandez left early. For now, it's a sack fly off the bat of Soto. Dinkelman may be asking Levine to maybe check with Jessica, but won't get much help. As Noah Mendlinger will bat with the bases empty and two down, and now a 5-3 ball game. Right-hander Lawyerson kicks and goes. Called strike one on the inside corner. 0-1. Here from Cody. Big swing and a miss now on a filthy changeup. Quickly it's 0-2 to Mendlinger. No balls and two strikes. Cody Lawyerson here to Noah Mendlinger. Lawyerson ready, he'll kick and go. 0-2, rifled foul. The Cincinnati Reds no hit the Pittsburgh Pirates today, but lost. 1-0. That isn't the most Cincinnati Reds thing in 2022. 0-2 downstairs and a slide piece to Mendlinger. 1-2. You know, I know a Mendlinger. To Brian Hayes with an RBI fielder's choice. That scored the run in the eighth. Mendlinger hits a base hit in left center field as that falls in front of Morales. Rounding first is Mendlinger. He'll trot back to the bag. Two-out single off of Cody Lawyerson here. The tying run now at the plate for Peoria as Tommy Jewell will step in. Boy, I wonder, when's the last time that's happened? Team gets no hit and loses. Lawyerson here from the stretch on Tommy Jew. Jew shows bunt and takes strike one on the inside corner. One run in the fourth, fifth, and sixth for Peoria. As they keep quietly chipping away at this Colonel's lead. 5-3 right now, Cedar Rapids. 0-1 from Lawyerson. Slider bounce towards Wander. He'll glove and toss on to Soleri for out number three on the fielder's choice. 6-4 on that fielder's choice as we move along to the top half of seven. Do it for Cedar Rapids. Soleri, Mack, and Holland. See what Al has to show in his fourth at bat of the ballgame. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging as Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
To the seventh we go here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is 5-3 Cedar Rapids. Alaric Soleri responsible for all five runs today. 2-for-2 with a two-run home run, a two-run triple, and he scored on a wild pitch as he's scored twice today to account for all five runs along with four RBI. Strike one on the outside edge to Alaric Soleri. He is 2-for-2 with a home run and a triple. 0-1, ball one downstairs now on Al. See what he has to show for us here in his third at bat of the ball game. One ball, one strike here from Schmidt. Outside. Two balls and a strike. Colin Schmidt into the game for the Chiefs. Sees in the southpaw. 7 1/3 innings. And ERA over 11. Swing and a miss by Soleri there. And I call it a changeup. Maybe a cutter. There from Schmidt at 79. Two balls, two strikes. Schmidt kicks and goes, missing low on Soleri. Count runs full. 11 runs, 9 earned over 7 1/3 for Schmidt this year. From New Bern, North Carolina. Payoff pitch. Soleri takes ball four down and in. Al continues a very nice ball game on base three times today. Here for the Colonels. And he'll be aboard for Charles Mack. Perhaps an opportunity for the Colonels' Alaric Soleri to show off his speed on the base paths. He's 2-for-3 this year on stolen bases. Two-run lead. I don't think you'd mind if you're the Colonels to have Soleri try and put himself into scoring position here for the bottom part of the lineup. First offering to Mack down and in for ball one. Charlie Mack 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out today. Nine runs batted in for Mac. Five doubles and a home run. Another lefty warming down in the pen for Peoria. 1-0, there goes Al. This ball bounced towards second. Past Soleri, picked up by the second baseman, Hernandez. And he'll toss on to first for out number one. I don't know how Soleri avoided being hit by that baseball. Takes an uncomfortable slide into second. Ground out for Charles Mack. Soleri might have had that base stolen. Mack doesn't swing. Regardless, though, Soleri does move up on that ground out. And here's Will Holland, 0 for 2. Fly out and a strikeout. First offering here from the southpaw, Colin Schmidt. There goes Soleri for third. The pitch misses inside. Throw down to third is not in time. Soleri stealing third base. He got a great jump on that. Soleri with his third stolen base of the season, and now he is 90 feet from scoring. The 1-0 pitch here from Schmid to Will Holland. The infield drawn in now for Peoria. 1-0. There's ball two upstairs. Soleri were to score, he'd be responsible for all six runs. Unless Holland hits a home run. Two balls and no strikes from Schmidt to Holland. Left-hander with a breath. Kick and fire. Holland fouls one away. Two balls and one strike. The left-hander, Colin Schmidt. Menlinger, Chambers, Hernandez, and Jones all drawn in the infield grass. 2-1. Holland fouls another one away. This one landing on the plaza down the right field line. 2-2. Colin Schmidt to Will Holland. Alaric Soleri on third after a walk and a stolen base at third after being moved up by a Mac groundout. 2-2. Holland pokes one up the middle. Diving stop by Hernandez. He'll throw to first just in time to get Holland as Soleri will cross home. It's now 6-3 Cedar Rapids on an RBI groundout by Will Holland. Just got enough barrel on ball to get that ball past the mound. Soleri with a good read. Hernandez had a dive to knock it down. So Holland driving in a run here today. That's the ninth RBI for Holland. And Soleri now responsible for all six Colonels runs today. It's ball one down and in. Al has scored three and he's driven in four. One of those RBI being himself that he drove in on the home run. 1-0, a shattered bat bouncing towards third. The ball and the barrel. Menlinger will glove and throw on to first. Morales is out 5-3 on that ground out. He was left with about 6 inches of handle in his hand. The rest of the barrel ends up down at third base. We move along to the home half of seven. Time to stretch. Soleri adds another run to his outburst here today, scoring after single after drawing a walk and then stealing third following a ground out. Mason Wynn, Mike Antico, and Matt Chamberlain when we come back. 6-3 Cedar Rapids on top.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey,
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Top of the order for Peoria here in the home half of seven as Cody Lawrenson throws strike one at the knees to Mason Wynn. Right-handed hitting shortstop playing DH today for the Chiefs. He fouls away the 0-1. Count running to 0-2 very quickly here for Cody Lawrenson. 6-3 Cedar Rapids. Alex Solari is responsible for all six Colonels runs today. Miguel Rodriguez up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. The 0-2 bounced foul. They're off the bat of Cody Lawrenson. The right-hander Lawrenson ready. He'll kick and go. Up high and a fastball. At 92, couldn't catch the letters on win. Right-hander kicks and deals. Slider tapped foul. Do it again here at 1-2. Wynn, Antico, and Chamberlain. Here in the home half of seven. 1-2 from Lawrenson. Sit down. He strikes out Wynn. They're on a good fastball. A lot of bite to that pitch. On the outer half of the plate. There's out number one. Lawrenson with another strikeout. He's going for a hold today. Mike Antico will step in against the right-hander. 1-2 today. Single, a strikeout, and a sack fly for Antico. Look at your scoring summary for the Colonels. 2 in the second on a Alex Solari 2-out, 2-run homer. Solari with a 2-out triple in the fourth that played it Javier and Fedko. Then Al scored on a wild pitch to make it 3-0 Colonels. Peoria got one in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Then Solari drew a walk to lead off the seventh. 1-0, bounce towards the right side. Sabato will glove and take it onto the bag for out number two. Now Matt Chamberlain. Solari drew a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Moved to second on a ground out by Mack. Stole third. Scored on a Will Holland RBI ground out. Matt Chamberlain digs in, 0-2. They fly out, a ground out, and a walk. Lawrenson kicks and goes. Strike one, starting off with a changeup at the knees. 24 pitches, 21 strikes for Lawrenson. He's dealing here in relief. The lone run off of him was unearned. 0-1. Called strike two. Good fastball at 90. Count goes to 0-2 from Lawrenson to Chamberlain with Miguel Rodriguez up in the Colonel's pen. And a lefty up in the pen for Peoria. 0-2, check swing and a back foot slider, no bite. Count goes to 1-2. Miguel Rodriguez may be asked to get the eighth in the ninth for Cedar Rapids. We'll see how they play out these last couple of innings. 1-2, down and in now, 2-2 on Chamberlain. So Larry having a great coming out game for the Colonels here today. 2-2. Ball yanked down the right field line, hooking foul. We'll get well out of play. Good again at two balls and two strikes. Right-hander Lawrenson rocks and deals. Got him looking on the inside corner. Fastball painting that inside edge. Chamberlain goes down on strikes. Cody Lawrenson taking care of business here in the seventh. Two punch-outs. He's got three through two innings of one-run ball. A great relief outing here for Lawrenson. We move along to the eighth. Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, and Gray. It's 6-3 Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Centerpoint Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning on the way for us here in Peoria. Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, and Gray for the Colonels here against the southpaw Levi Prater, as Encarnacion Strand takes strike one on the outside corner there from the Peoria left-hander. Prater into the ballgame, the 0-1, lifted into deep left center field. It's a long run over for Jew. He slides and pulls it in for out number one. Very nice play by Tommy Jew, cutting that ball off into the alley, sliding to make the catch. For out number one is Encarnacion Strand is retired, and now Aaron Sabato.
The first
baseman, Levi Prater this year has been knocked around. 10 earned runs. Sabato bounces a bullet toward short, picked up by Chambers. He'll throw high onto first, but Jones lunging into the air to make the play for out number two. Prater with 10 earned runs allowed in 6 2/3 innings entering play today. 7 hits, 12 walks, and just 6 strikeouts. Seth Gray will dig in, 0 for 2. The walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. So he'll dig in to face the southpaw, Levi Prater. Prater looking on in. He kicks and goes. There's ball one down and outside to Seth Gray. One and oh here from Prater. Off the plate now, 2-0. Prater ready. Kick and go on the 2-0. Now Gray sends this into the air. Straightaway center, Antico coming in. He'll get underneath and make the grab for out number three. We move along to the home half of the eighth. 1-2-3 go the Colonels. Jones, Chambers, and Hernandez. When we come back, the Cedar Rapids Colonels leading the Peoria Chiefs 6-3 here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, The only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola fanáticos, soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernel Baseball New World.
Colonels will hand the ball off to Miguel Rodriguez here in the home half of the eighth inning. Rodriguez on to face Jones, Chambers, and Hernandez.
Now, the first baseman, 20, LJ Jones.
Jones digging in against Miguel. Rodriguez kicks and fires. First offering is a good little slider there in the inside corner for strike one. Rodriguez, 6'2", 180 pounds, right-hander from Maricay, Venezuela. 0-1, Jones pops this up behind home plate. Mac tosses the mask. He'll come over and make the grab for out number two. Or out number one, rather. Here in the eighth, the pop out to the catcher off the bat of LJ Jones. Mac Chambers here, 1-for-3, a single, a flyout, and a strikeout. Miguel this season, a 3.09 earned run average, 8 appearances this season. He's 1-0 with one hold, 1-for-2 on saves. Rodriguez from the stretch. Ball one downstairs. 93 on that fastball from Miguel Rodriguez. Done much better against righties and lefties this year. Righties hitting him all the way down at 125. Lefties right at 300. 1-0. High and tight now, 2-0 to Chambers. A righty, a switch hitter, then a righty to face Rodriguez here in the eighth. Speaking of righties, a right-hander begins to throw for Peoria down in their bullpen. 2-0 from Miguel. There's ball three just off the plate. Touch low there, perhaps, on the slider. 3-0 here from Rodriguez. Strike one at the knees. Good fastball there at 93. Three balls and a strike from Miguel Rodriguez. The right-hander kicks and goes. Chop towards first and foul. Payoff pitch. On the way here from Miguel Rodriguez. Miguel ready, gets a sign from Charlie Mack. Kick and go. Up high, ball four. He loses Chambers on the slider. And a man is on with one down for Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-3 with a fielder's choice, a single, and he's reached on an error. He's been on base in each of his three at-bats. No action right now in the Colonel's pen. Rodriguez may be asked to get the eighth and the ninth. Miguel from the stretch. First pitch is low. A fastball at 92 to Hernandez. Rodriguez signed as an international free agent back in 2017. 1-0. There's strike one. Right back in the knees. The count to one ball and a strike. Around the Midwest League here today, Great Lakes defeated Lake County 10-9. Dayton 10-8 over Lansing. Snap throw over to first. Chambers back in. West Michigan defeated Beloit 2-1. South Bend 5-1 over Fort Wayne. Wisconsin in the eighth leads Quad Cities 4-1. One ball and one strike here from Miguel. Chopped foul off of Charles Mack as the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Miguel Rodriguez here on Francisco Hernandez. Carlos Soto in the on-deck circle for Peoria. One ball, two strikes upstairs. Could not find the letters there at 93. This count runs even here from Miguel to Hernandez. Rodriguez peeks over his left shoulder. Chambers, pretty sizable lead over there at first. Rodriguez checks over. And Chambers back in with a head first dive. Colonels have been out hit today. Eight base hits for Peoria, three for Cedar Rapids. Alex Solari has been responsible for all six Colonels runs. 2-2, sit down. Rodriguez gets him there on a good slider for the second out here of the eighth. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. Chasing that slider down and away. Kylo Soto now here for Peoria. One for two, a strikeout, a double, and a sac fly. Rodriguez peeks over his shoulder at Chambers. Miguel ready, he'll kick and go. First offering to Soto, lifted into the air left side and out of play. Down towards some fans in the lawn down the left field line. Count goes to 0-1 from Miguel. Here to Soto. Chambers off of first. Rodriguez gets a sign he wants here from Mac. And the 0-1 coming. This ball fisted into the air. Back towards the mound. Rodriguez will put it away for out number three. Miguel Rodriguez works around the walk. We move along to the ninth. Cedar Rapids leading 6-3 over the Peoria Chiefs. To the top half of nine we go. Javier Fedko and Solari, 5-6-7 for Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with four Bark in the Park nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check Colonels.com for more information.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Top half of nine here for us in Peoria as Cedar Rapids lead 6-3 on the road against the Peoria Chiefs. Wander Javier will step in. The first offering misses high from Nick Trogerlick Iverson. Now on to pitch for the Peoria Chiefs. Trogerlick Iverson with an ERA of right around 8.5. This is low outside to Wander, 2-0. 8 1/3 innings, 8 runs, all of them earned as Javier sends a ball on a line out to left. And Jew will make the catch for out number one. Pretty good one on that ball off the bat of Javier for the first down of the ninth inning. Now Kyler Fetko, 0-2 with the flyout, a walk and a strikeout. Trogerlick Iverson, the 6-1 right-hander. 8 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, 5 walks, 10 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned for an 6.4 ERA. We'll ask for time for a second here as a ball thrown by Melvia Costa got loose down in the bullpen. Costa is up and warming for Cedar Rapids down in the pen. There's strike one at the knees to Fenko. Colonels are looking to take 5 of 6 here against Peoria as Fedko fouls away the 0-1. Very quickly, it's 0-2. And The right-hander, Trager Iverson. Kicks in, goes. There's ball one just off the plate. Fedko taking that fastball at 95. Off the plate there from the right-hander, Trager Iverson. Big swing and a miss at the 1-2 slider, and down goes Kyler Fedko with the second out here of the night. Alex Soleri here for Cedar Rapids. He's had a tremendous day at the plate, 2-for-2, 4 RBI. He's scored 3 runs as well. He's responsible for all 6 of the Colonel's runs. First pitch here to Al is a ball down low. Drew a walk in his last AB. Big wave and a miss. There's strike one. Really nice day for Soleri. Al looks at ball 2 down and away. Kind of waiting for something like this to come about for Soleri. Thought with the warm weather that bat might heat up too. 2-1. Al fouls it away now. The count even at 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Soleri goes down looking as we move along to the home half of 9. 6-3 Cedar Rapids. Melvia Costa will be given the ball for the Colonels, looking to slam the door with a save. 6-3 Cedar Rapids here in the home half of 9 at Dozer Park. We'll be back in a bit with Melvia Costa on the mound.
Cedar Rapids Colonels at the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game. Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Melvia Coto. Están escuchando Colonel Baseball Network.
Melvia Costa will come in to pitch for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the ninth. 6-3. Colonels lead by 3 over Peoria. Acosta, 6'2", 215-pound right-hander from Guria, Venezuela. Two-seamer, a cutter, a slider, a curve, and a changeup for Melvi. 9 appearances this year, 4 holds. This is his first save opportunity. 2.08 ERA for Acosta, 7 strikeouts, 8 walks. 273 opposing batting average. He is very tough on lefties. Noah Mendlinger, the left-handed hitter, steps in. Bat against Melvia Costa. The first pitch is a strike in the inside corner, 93 on that fastball from Acosta. No balls, 1 strike. The right-hander ready here from the stretch for the Colonels. Missing high and outside on the slider, 1-1. Acosta has been very solid in his last 5 outings, just 1 earned run. 7 2/3 in that span. 7 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks. 1 ball and a strike. Ball 2 up high. You're on Noah Mendlinger. Right-hander Acosta ready here on the 2-0 to Mendlinger. Tap back to Melvi, who makes the stab on the mound. He'll flip on to Sabato for out number 1. Those cat-like reflexes on the mound for Melvi Acosta, spearing that ground ball back to the mound for out number 1. And now Tommy June. 0 for 3 with a couple of flyouts. He's also tapped into a fielder's choice today. Acosta had 9 saves last year for Cedar Rapids. 3.86 earned run average. First offering from Melvey, down and away, 1-0. Acosta this season against Peoria, yet to allow a run in 4 innings of work. 1-0, there's strike one on the inside corner. Finished off the ball game back on May 11th here in Peoria. An inning, 2 hits, no walks, no runs, no Ks. 1-1, Drew sends this high into the air out towards deep left field. Morales moving back at the wall, and he'll make the catch right in front of the 310 mark there down the corner in left field. There's out number 2 on the deep drive off the bat of Tommy June. The order turns over, and down to the final out here tonight for Peoria. Mason Wynn will step in. Cedar Rapids up by 3. They've been out hitting the game 8-3, but Alaric Solari making each of his 2 hits tonight count. 2-run triple and a 2-run home run. There's strike one to Wynn. Solari scored the other 2 runs to make it a 6-3 Colonels lead. 0-1 downstairs now. 1 ball and a strike. You're on Mason Wynn. Melvey Acosta peering in, waiting a sign from Charlie Mack. 1 ball and a strike here from Melvey. Did not miss by much there on the slider at 80. Count goes to 2-1 here to Mason Wynn. 6 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for the Colonels. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Peoria. Strike 2 on the outside corner. Another good slider there from Melvey as the count goes even at 2-2. Mason Wynn and the Peoria Chiefs are down to their final strike. Melvey at the ready here on the 2-2. Down and away, they appeal down, and no, he did not go, says Justin Juska. Count runs full from Acosta to Mason Wynn. Mike Antico awaits on deck. The payoff pitch here from Melvey. Sit down ball game. Acosta gets him chasing a slider, and the Colonels win 5 of 6 here in Peoria. 6-3 is your final. For the Colonels, 6 runs on 3 hits, 4 errors, and 1 left on. For Peoria, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and they leave on 7. Cedar Rapids outscores Peoria 47-12 here in the series, taking care of business against the Peoria Chiefs. Colonels approved to 24-9. Peoria falls to 13-20. Cedar Rapids doing their job here today, 6-3. How about Alaric Solari, responsible for all 6 of Cedar Rapids' runs here today, 2-for-3 with a 2-run home run and a 2-run triple. We'll be back in a bit with a full post-game recap here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Once again, 6-3 is your final. Colonels, take care of the Peoria Chiefs.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are winners here in Game 6. They take 5 of 6 against the Peoria Chiefs here on the road. Winning on the road is never easy to do, but oh boy, did the Colonels do a tremendous job against Peoria here in the series. They outscore the Chiefs 47-12. That is a plus 35 run differential in the series for Cedar Rapids. They win here in Game 6, 6-3, 6 runs on 3 hits, 4 errors, and 1 left on. For Peoria, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and they left on 7. The Colonels improved to 24-9, Peoria falling to 13-20. John Stankiewicz improves to 5-0 here on the season with the win. Dionis Rodriguez falling to 0-3. Melvi Acosta picks up the save here today, his first of 2022. Colonel's bullpen was outstanding. Both Lawyerson and Rodriguez picking up a hold here today to get the ball to Melvi Acosta, who finished things off on the back end to earn that first save here of 2022. Alaric Solari was the story at the plate today for Cedar Rapids. He goes 2-for-3, 3 runs scored, a triple, a home run, 4 RBI, a stolen base, and a walk drawn. Solari with a monster game here today, and he was responsible for each of the Colonel's 6 runs here this afternoon in Peoria. Let's take a look at that scoring summary for Cedar Rapids. It started in the second. Seth Gray drawing a walk. He later stole second with Solari at the plate and 2 down. Then Solari blasted a 2-run home run out to left center field, making it 2-0 Colonels. Cedar Rapids would strike again in the fourth with 2 down as Wander Javier singled, then Fenko walked. Then Alaric Solari blasted a 2-run triple off the right field wall. He scored just a couple of pitches later on a wild pitch. That made it 5-0 Colonels, and it made Alaric Solari in charge of all 5 of Cedar Rapids runs. The Peoria Chiefs would add 1 run in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth to make it a 5-3 ball game. But then Alaric Solari decided that he wasn't done adding to the run tally here today. In the seventh, he led off with a walk, moved to second on a Charlie Mack groundout, stole third, then scored on a Will Holland groundout. That made it 6-3. Cedar Rapids and the Colonels just keep on scoring runs this season. We mentioned 47-12. They outscore the Peoria Chiefs here in this series. What a performance by the Colonels offense all year long, and especially here in this set against the Peoria Chiefs. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Planning for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 171 runs, and that means CarePro Health Services has donated 171 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. With the win, Cedar Rapids improves to 24-9, Peoria falling to 13-20. Look at the pitching lines today for Cedar Rapids. John Stankiewicz goes 5 innings of 2-run baseball, scattering 7 hits and 1 walk, striking out 5 on the way to earning his 5th win of the season. He's now 5-0, 2-0 with Cedar Rapids. Cody Lawyerson went 2 innings of work here today, allowing 1 unearned run on 1 hit and 3 strikeouts. Miguel Rodriguez went 1 inning of work, walking a batter and striking out 1. Melvi Acosta went 3 up, 3 down in the ninth to lock in his first save year of 2022. A look around the rest of the Midwest League here today. Great Lakes defeated Lake County 10-9. Dayton 10-8 over Lansing. West Michigan at home today, defeating Beloit 2-1. South Bend 5-1 over Fort Wayne. Wisconsin did defeat Quad Cities 4-1, which means the Colonels here with a 6-3 win still remain 2 games up going into the off day tomorrow. Around the rest of the Twins organization here on a Sunday afternoon in mid-May, the Minnesota Twins did defeat the Cleveland Guardians 3-1. Gio Urshela and Byron Buxton with solo home runs. Joe Ryan the win, Tristan McKenzie the loss, and Emilio Pagan with his 5th save of the season. Around the rest of the Twins organization, St. Paul fell 5-3 to Columbus in Game 1 of their doubleheader. In Game 2, they're through 5 with St. Paul leading 4-3. Wichita and Northwest Arkansas were postponed, and Fort Myers shut out Palm Beach tonight 6-0. That'll just about wrap things up for us here. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday, and we'll be back home on Tuesday as well, as the Colonels open up a 12-game homestand. The Lake County Captains coming into town. The first time that Cedar Rapids will face a team from the East Division here in 2022. The Lake County Captains coming in to play Cedar Rapids. It'll be a 6:35 p.m. first pitch on Tuesday, May 17th. 6:35 p.m. all the way through that series with Lake County before a 2:05 start on Sunday. The Colonels then will stay at home the following week, so you'll have plenty of opportunities to come to the ballpark and see some baseball back in Cedar Rapids. It's a 12-game homestand as the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers will come in on the 24th through the 29th. Should be a lot of fun for the Colonels to return home. Still owners of the best record in the Midwest League at 24-9. The pitching staff dominant again here today, allowing just two earned runs. They outscore Peoria 47-12 here in the series. They head home winners of 9 of their last 11. The Colonels take 5 of 6 here against Peoria. Once again, we'll be back at it on Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m. first pitch as the Colonels take on Lake County. It'll be a 6:05 p.m. Colonels leadoff show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. One final time, your final 6-3 Cedar Rapids and Alaric Solari, who delivers 4 RBI, 3 runs scored, a triple, and a home run. John Stankwitz, the winning pitcher. Dionis Rodriguez takes the loss. Melvi Acosta with the save for Cedar Rapids. From Peoria, Illinois, here at Dozer Park, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody, and we will talk to you on Tuesday night.